Welcome to Binge Views, BingeMania.net's weekly new release review show. Right? We should use a new release sounder for this, right? I'm here with Chad C.
Yeah, some intro. Just jarring. We just show up.
Do you feel uncomfortable at the beginning of every show? Because I just talk to you?
You make me really uncomfortable. Super uncomfortable.
I'm trying to be more warming. I don't know how to do it. It's not in my blood, I guess. What's going on, man? Did you stay up again and watch all these movies last night?
Not as late, no. It was a little earlier last night. I was able to catch one like midday yesterday, so didn't have to cram all of them.
That's good, right?
Yeah, I got a little more sleep.
How come you could watch one midday? Like you got the go ahead.
I went to like a screening at another theater. It was for Kingsman. So
that's pretty funny. Yeah. You had to go to a different theater to do this.
I do it all for you, Law. All for you.
I was thinking about that this week. I was like, oh my god, like he's going a little out of his way just to do this show. I'm wondering like when else I could do it, but I mean, it has to be, you know, can't be out Fridays. It doesn't really make sense, but
it's all good, man. Wouldn't do it if I didn't want to.
All right. I'll stop.
A sentimental. It's a touching.
Fucking, it's like we just did a podcast hug. It was gross. I have a new software. Hopefully everything works out for me this weekend. I don't know if you've been following my bullshit. The last couple binge casts have just been a disaster. So you're my guinea pig. So we're going to see how this goes. All right?
Let's do it.
If this doesn't work, we're going to be doing this again later on tonight. Just so you know. Okay.
Sounds good, man.
All right. Three new movies you have on the slate for us this evening, Mr. Chad C.
That is right.
I will leave it up to you in which order you want to give them to me. You have done in the past worst to best. But
yeah. Well, let's just keep that theme going. Why the hell not?
Oh, see? You're a man. Like, have you also, before we start, have you figured out a rating scale yet?
I have not. I have not done that yet. Okay. So we're just going to keep to the out of tens right now. And then maybe we should leave it up to the group to decide or something. I don't know.
What if we did it out of four? Like, four gets really shit on in the Binge universe.
Okay.
So what if we just did it out of four stars?
Okay, I can. Okay.
You think you can do that? I don't really like that because what happens in, like, I like the 10 because I like it spread out. You get a lot of room to work with in there, right? The four stars, there's so many movies that I would have at 3 stars, you know what I mean? Or at 2 stars. Yeah,
exactly.
It's really, so I don't know. That's up to you. If you want to, it's just that I can't really get a read. You could really like one of these movies and like another one just the same, and they could both get 3 stars, and that bothers me.
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. Let's just stick to 10 this week, and maybe we can let the Bingeverse decide. Yeah. I don't know.
No, okay. Oh, yeah, we'll put it up. We'll put them up. Not a poll, but I'll ask the people in the article, maybe. Probably not. I want to go to bed, but whatever. All right. What movie is the first movie of this week, Jetsy?
It's going to be a movie called Friend Request.
Oh, Friend Request. This sounds amazing. This says a 2016 release date. What's going on with this movie?
Yeah, so I think this came out a year ago in the UK as a title called just Unfriend. There's a movie in the US that came out a couple years ago called Unfriended, and they changed it here to avoid the confusion with that, I think. So either way, yeah, I think I sent you the message of this one sheet last night. It is, it's rough, man.
What is it about? What is it about? Tell me what it's about. It sounds amazing.
Yeah, so this college student, she is, it opens up with them, you know, first, you know, they're just, she's with this group of friends at school. Sees this kind of outcast in her class and kind of looks at, you know, ads are on Facebook here. And then the girl is really pushy and has no friends. And she's very just crazy, almost like she goes after her and, you know, wants to be the friend, wants to go to her events and all this stuff, and she barely knows her for a couple weeks, and then some crazy happens, and then she unfriends her, and then all hell breaks loose. So
the popular girl was just being nice and sent out a friend request to her?
Yep. Just, oh, no, she didn't. She accepted her friend
request. Oh, okay. She accepted just to be
the
nice.
The outcast friend request, yes.
Right. And she got really, like, she gets overexcited and just goes too far with the whole fucking social media friendship.
Yep. Yeah, it's pretty awesome. It's
it sounds amazing.
No, yeah, it's rough, dude. This has like a running counter of how many friends the main character has on screen. It shows up and it shows her name and it says 830 friends, and then as the movie progresses, she starts losing them. And then it drops the counter down throughout the movie.
So the crazy girl's the main character?
Her name is Alicia Debnam Carey. I've only ever seen her. I think she's in that Fear the Walking Dead. She's the daughter on that show, I believe.
Ugh, she's gross.
She's the main. I don't. The rest of this cast, I've never seen them in anything.
Okay, so she's maker. So she's very popular. Hence the 800 and something friends. And then shit starts happening where this woman starts ruining her life, and you get the idea of that because she's losing friends, and the friend counter that literally stays up the entire movie?
No, it just shows up in there throughout the movie. Without going into spoilers, something happens and she gets around to her that she's gonna make her feel all alone, and so she's gonna know what it's like to be lonely, and starts picking her friends off, and pretty much your basic horror cliche in every aspect of them, like with like the characters that show up that are like stalking her and her friends to just, I mean, it's just very, very cut and dry cliche.
So this is like murdery movie? Like, I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's all murdery. Yeah, it gets pretty murdery.
Okay, it seems all right. that seems awful. I don't know.
It's pretty bad. I'd send you that. Just go to IMDb and look at the picture that shows up, and you can pretty much decipher for yourself how this movie is.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Evil is trending. Even this so hip. This movie, is it very hip? Is it very annoying with the social media shit?
Not at all. It is I looked too, and it looked like this movie was filmed in it stopped filming at the end, like middle of 2014, so it's been on the shelf for a couple years here. So yeah, man, it's not good at all.
Yeah, just, sounds really gross.
This is should not ever be included in a future Jim Law 101 Damnations, to say the least. Don't do it to yourself.
I probably watched a lot worse when I did that. But is there anything salvageable? Is there anyone salvageable from this movie? Is there any good performances or anything?
No, man. Acting sucks. Just it's a big bowl of diarrhea. Not good.
God damn it. This sounds awful. I think I saw that British movie. Did that star Arya from Game of Thrones?
I'm not sure.
The Unfriended or whatever. I think I saw that movie.
It's another like, it all takes place over a webcam or something.
Yeah, I did see that movie. Yeah, I don't know why. I don't know, man. Do you think kids are interested in like a Facebook stalker movie? And also, is there a lot of these? Is there other movies like
no,
this?
No, I don't. This movie's rated R as well, so the kids can't even get into it.
Hmm.
I don't, just nothing about this, I don't think, is appealing to anyone. I don't, you know, the kids will probably sneak into it, I'm sure, but I don't think they're going to pay for a ticket to this.
Is this a sequel to The Social Network? Is that what this is?
Yeah, it's all about.
I think so.
Yep.
Well, all right. It sounds amazing. I'm really happy that you watched this.
You too.
What was the crowd like when you watched it? Young kids, were they laughing? Were they?
This was a solo film experience.
Oh my
there was
God.
Not a single person in the
theater.
See,
you make me feel worse and worse with these fucking things. You had to watch this by yourself. Oh my God.
Dude,
I'm so sorry about this.
I felt like the main character. I was all lonely and it was sad.
Your friend, did you have a friend counter that just kept going down while you were watching this?
Intelligence counter. Intelligence was dropping.
You posted an update. Chad C is watching Friend Request, and then your friends just keep going down and down.
Yep.
Exactly. Everyone hates you for watching this movie.
They should stop being my friend from watching this movie. Yeah.
All right. A 5.4 on IMDb. That's it sounds a lot higher than what you're going to give it, but we'll see. We'll see. What is the rating for Friend Request?
This is going to get a 2 on 10 for me.
Damn.
Because
now we fucked around with saying 4 and under is basically all the same thing, but that was a confident 2.
Yeah.
That made me feel like this is not a 4. This is a fucking 2. This is awful shit, right?
It's just that bad. Yeah, it's that terrible.
All right.
There's no method. I could have given it a 1. It just anything under a 4, we're just giving shit. It's just bad, man. Don't waste your time with this. It's an hour and a half of just garbage. Garbage.
All right, there you go. Friend Request. Sounds amazing. I'll be there tonight. And, okay, what's up next?
So the theme of the week is pretty much just mediocrity, honestly. It's kind of disappointing, but it's going to be the theme of the week here. We're going to just end with Kings. We're going to do Lego Ninjago next. Why not?
Okay.
Both of these have pretty much the exact same ratings for me. So, Lego Ninjago. So, yeah, I don't have... I saw the Lego movie. I never got around to Lego Batman.
Mm-hmm.
I know nothing of Ninjago, whatever that is. I understand it's a popular kids show, I think.
Yep.
So yeah, knowing nothing about any of that, this movie started off, first 30 minutes is pretty charming, you know, pretty funny, you know, Lego stuff, pretty similar to like in tone to the first one, I thought. And then it just, after like half hour or so, it just kind of got old to me. I don't know. I just kind of didn't find it that funny and, it was all right.
What got old? The humor, the story, the animation, the plot?
Yeah,
what?
Just kind of the humor in general. I don't know. The story it's pretty much in the trailer that's the exact, you know, there's not much else to it. The main character played by Dave Franco, his name's Lloyd.
Mm-hmm. Lloyd.
His like arch nemesis, he's part of, you know, this ninja crew. His arch nemesis is this dude called what's his name, Garmadon. Mm-hmm. Played by Justin Theroux's character, and it's in the trailer pretty, you know, the show that it's his dad and he's his main antagonist. And yeah, so pretty much the whole movie is just these two, their kind of father-son story. And his dad doesn't realize that he's his son, and he comes to the city to destroy it and gets stopped each time, and kind of goes from there. But yeah, I don't know. It just kind of got old to me. Maybe I'm clearly not its target audience here. I'm sure his kids will love it, but I don't know, man. I don't know.
I'm trying to see who this is directed by and what else is he's done.
Looks like, yeah, there's like 3 credited with directing credit here. Looks like a lot of nothing, and they've worked on some animated movies, but it doesn't look like they've directed anything else.
Yeah, I see that. The trailer really did give me the Lego movie vibe. I mean, right down to the fucking big bad guy attacking a city. I mean, fucking Throw even sounds like Will Ferrell in the trailer, for fuck's sakes. You know what I mean? Like, just the way he talks and the way he's interacting with Lloyd. And yeah, I got a big vibe of it. My kids love, like, they're not too much into Lego Ninjago anymore, but they were for a while. Uh-huh. But they love this trailer because of the fucking cat. And the cat looks very much like our fucking new cat. And they lose their shit over the cat. Is the cat funny in this? Because they're going to see this tomorrow night.
Yeah, there's a scene, the cat scenes, yeah, there's like a, I don't want to spoil it, but yeah, it's the cat scene, that's pretty much right after that's kind of when I stopped caring. I mean, the scene was pretty funny, but yeah, it's not in it like a ton by any means.
Okay. I thought cat, what was he called? Is he Ninja Cat? What is he? I can't remember what they call him.
I don't even know if it has a name, honestly. I don't even remember.
It's a pretty decent cast. Jackie Chan, Dave Franco, Fred Armisen, Michael Peña.
Old Kumail Nanjiani, Abby Jacobson from Broad City. All the side characters, they're just not in it much at all. Like, they have like one or two lines here or there, and then they don't really do or say much else throughout the movie. I mean, it's really just focused on the Dave Franco and Justin Theroux character, really.
You like the Lego Movie?
Yeah, I did. I liked the Lego Movie. I did.
And this...
like I said, never saw Lego Batman, so I have nothing to go on as far as that goes. But I liked the Lego Movie a lot more than I like this one.
So Lego Batman is, obviously they had a lot more to work with because they have established character and all that, right? But I just felt like it just got a little too hectic after a while. It was just like they just tried to fit too much into the film. Joke after joke after joke after, like, it was just nonstop.
Yeah.
Does that fall into this category? Is it just too much?
Yeah, I can definitely see that. Mm-hmm. It's like the action scenes is just like, you just don't even, it's almost like a Transformers movie in that sense. Like, you just don't even know what's going on. There's just a bunch of like,
right,
Lego characters fighting, and you're just like, okay.
And then, like, yeah, everything's just exploding into a bunch of Legos and shit. Like, it's just,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much. I don't know, dude. Like, the kids, I'm sure, will love this and eat it up, but me as an older gentleman, not for me.
Did you just refer to yourself as an older gentleman?
I mean, I was going to say as a 28-year-old, and then I just figured everyone would be like, oh my god, he's so fucking young, this fucking asshole. So,
Well, let's just say older gentleman was probably not the correct term okay to use, okay? Well,
As a fucking 28-year-old.
There you go. Yeah, that makes much more sense.
not made for me. I'm not the target audience, so can't say that this is going to be a movie I ever revisit.
All right, before you give your score for this, what would your score would have been for the Lego Movie?
Let's see. I probably would have given Lego like a 7 or so.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I liked it. Yeah, it was funny. I've watched it since then. It's been on, like cable or something, thrown it on. But yeah, animated movies aren't, I don't know, they're not my thing. Like, I like the Pixar movies, you know, but I don't know. I just don't. They don't do it for me.
Yeah. Okay. Is there anything? Okay. Before you give your score. Is there anything for, like, adults? Like, obviously you like the Pixar movies, and I feel like that's because they cater towards the adults and the kids.
Yeah.
Does that fall in this category a little bit?
I guess. Like, that's what, the first, like, half hour, you know, like I said, it kind of, yeah, there were some funny things and, you know, funny bits, but a lot of the stuff, I thought, like, Garmadon's character calls him Laloid, like, you know, mm-hmm. Because he says he named him that. I mean, that's all. It's very, like, gone over multiple times, and that's throughout the whole movie.
Right.
But yeah, I don't know.
No way. All right. All right. Well, I guess, like, I'm not going to see it with the kids. I'm making my mom bring them, and I was gonna try to get up to make the screening with them, but I don't know. I don't know if that's gonna happen now. You fucking ruined my weekend with my kids.
I'm probably gonna love it. I'd just be like, this is the best movie of the year.
All right, what's the score for Lego Ninjago?
I'll go ahead and just give this a 6 out of 10, just based on the first half hour. I mean, it's not like it's the worst thing by any means. I mean, it's definitely watchable, but mm-hmm. Yeah, just not really my cup of tea.
Yeah, okay. And it seems like they struck gold with the Lego Movie because it was obviously, well, I mean, Lego is a brand name, but a lot of the characters, the main characters anyways, weren't that well known. And they did have Batman, and they did have some amazing cameos in it. Mm-hmm. But the main characters, you know, were original characters.
Yeah.
Batman was very, obviously a very popular Lego character and character on his own right. Now, this one, I feel, isn't as popular as any of those characters, and I feel like this is not going to do as well as the other two movies. Would that be a fair assessment?
Yeah, no, I don't think. I think Kingsman's, last I looked, Kingsman was tracking a lot better to beat this one this weekend, which is, you wouldn't normally say, but and rated R movie going head to head with this. Yeah, this is, I thought, well, last I looked, it was like 30 to mid 30, like 30 and a half million or something of that nature. Hmm. 30 to 40 million in that range.
That's open. Weird too, because there hasn't been a fucking kids movie in quite a while.
Yeah, it's been a minute.
Yeah, and I mean the kids are back to school, and I just feel like I don't know. I thought this would do pretty well. All right.
Yeah, I mean I don't think it's gonna. I mean 30 to 40 million for September is pretty damn good, but in general, yeah, it's not on par with like you know Lego or Lego Batman by any means.
All right, 6 on 10 for Lego Ninjago. All right.
Right.
Last one.
So we'll keep with the mediocrity theme, and we'll go with Kingsman: The Golden Circle.
Right, well, before you start, your thoughts on the first movie?
I liked the first movie quite a bit. It kind of came out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. It was pretty fun. I thought it was, you know, pretty fun, pretty over the top. You know, James Bond kind of over the top, and yeah, I dug it. I dug the first one.
Okay, all right. What's going on here?
This is it suffers a lot of from like sequelitis. Very almost, you know, everything that worked in the first one is that times ramped up times 1,000. It's 2 hours and 21 minutes before like previews or anything, so it's pretty damn long, which it just doesn't need to be by any means.
Jesus.
The villain in this movie is pretty similar to the villain in the first one. You know, they have a kind of want, you know, world domination type, and yeah, I was pretty disappointed by this movie, man. Not great.
Why? I mean, if you're saying the plot's very similar or whatever, is that why? Is this more of the same shit?
It's very, very similar. I mean, Kingsman, the first one, it ramps it up to, you know, they're toward the ending, you know, the heads exploding, all of this. But this is just, like, from the first scene, it's just, like, crazy over the top. And, like, it's almost to, like, a getting to, like, I know, I mean, I get that they're, the whole thing is, like, spoofing almost like a James Bond type, you know, ramping that up. But this is, like, almost getting to Austin Powers level type cheesy villain. And it's, yeah. This, like, the villain has, like, robot dogs that, like, charge come after them and stuff. And,
yeah, it seems like a good comparison where they're, you know... The Kingsman itself was almost basically a spoof, but done in a serious manner and with a lot of fun to it. Now, you're saying they're kind of going the wrong way with this. They're taking all the good parts of Kingsman, or not even, okay, so maybe not the good parts, but the most surprising and memorable parts from the Kingsman. And it seems like they just were like, let's make a whole movie like that and just put all the, let's make the church scene an entire movie. Like, is that basically what happened to her?
Pretty much. There's a lot. Yeah. It's definitely amped up. Like there's the church scene is just like, you don't understand what's happening. He's just going like, full blast, and that's a lot of this movie is that, like, they're just super I mean, it's just like crazy fighty and I mean if that's your cup of tea, I'm sure you'll dig it. If you like the first one, then and you like more of the same, then I mean this is pretty on par with that, but I guess I expected a little more.
Timeline wise, this is a true sequel, right? Like, this takes place after the first movie.
Yep.
How long after?
Either like a year or two. It's not like super far out.
All right.
But
who stands out in the cast? I see there's a lot of big names. Obviously, Julianne Moore, Mark Strong's in this. Colin Firth. Yeah, like who?
Yeah, Colin Firth is back. Even though
I don't want to. Don't even. Like, that's what I was kind of asking about this was a true sequel. Is it Nah, fuck it. I won't spoil it. I don't want anyone to get spoiled about why he's back. So, but does anyone like stand out? Like, obviously Samuel Jackson was pretty funny in the first movie, but he's just playing Samuel Jackson.
I mean, Channing Tatum and Jeff Bridges are seriously not in this movie as much as you'd think based on like the trailers or anything. They're like very small characters, and they're kind of in, and they're like, oh, well, there they went.
Mm-hmm.
That's all. No one stands out at all. Like, There's a, if you go to the IMDb, Elton John is in this movie.
You know what? I heard that. Yeah, and someone said he was pretty good. Is he good?
He's pretty. That bit's pretty funny. He's like taken hostage by the main villain, and kind of it's just him kind of riffing on being a hostage.
Right.
This is like touted for having like 5 Oscar winners in it.
Jesus.
As far as like adding for the cast, it's like with Julianne Moore, Jeff Bridges, Elton John, Halle Berry,
Emily Watson. She won an Oscar, Emily Watson?
I don't even know.
Let me see.
I don't know. I remember hearing that leading up. Like, oh, they were able to get 5 Oscar winners for the Kingsman sequel.
She was nominated, but...
Yeah. Okay. It's just pretty mediocre, man.
That's, I don't know. A lot of people, I think, will be disappointed in hearing this.
Yeah. I mean, and I could, like I said, I could see where some people, if they want the exact same thing, pretty much, they'll dig it. It's just ridiculous, over the top violence, and that's fine. But I'm just pretty let down.
It's only, you've kind of described like the Fast and Furious franchise. You know what I mean? Like, let's just go bigger. Let's just go bigger this time, and more action, and more everything.
Yeah, exactly. It's very, very similar.
All right. Well, that. I wasn't going to theater season anyways. I never went to the theater to see the last one.
I remember you saying you weren't like a huge fan of the first one.
No, I mean, I enjoyed it, but it wasn't... I could see why it was a big surprise for a lot of people that did see it in the theater, but by the time I saw it, it wasn't a surprise anymore, you know what I mean? Everyone had talked about it so much, and I was just like, okay, let's see what this is all about. And I'm like, yeah, it's pretty decent. Okay.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people are going to be going into this like that. Like, there's no more surprise factor with this franchise, however long it goes anymore.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You're never going to get that same feeling like we've already referenced the church scene. You're never going to get that same feeling again. I feel like that magic will be lost on this franchise forever. Yep. So,
yeah. And I think Matthew Vaughn said he wants to make a third one too. So, yeah, we'll see how long. I don't know. I thought this, I think, would have just been... I mean, obviously, they were going to make a sequel, but I don't really need more Kingsman movies. But
Is it left off like there's... There's more to come.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yep.
All right. Kingsman, The Golden Circle. What is the... let me see what it had on IMDb. First of all, I didn't tell you what I... Like on Ninjago, was a 6.4, so you're almost kind of right on the money there. This is a 7.6 on IMDb. What is Chad C's rating?
Let's give this another 6.
Oh, the double sixes.
Double six, yep. Not awful. It's definitely watchable, but I was just pretty disappointed, honestly. So,
now you went to this is the one you went to the special screening at. How was the crowd for this? Where did you go for this?
Completely sold out. People I think like as they were coming out of the movie, people were just like, that was fucking awesome, and people were laughing and throughout it. So, hey, it's probably gonna work.
This was a special theater. Was this a boozy theater?
I'm sorry, what was that?
Was this a boozy theater? Like, was this a...
Yes, there was alcohol served. Mm-hmm. Yep. They had a full lineup of Kingsman drinks.
Oh, they did?
Yep. Yeah. One called the Golden Circle.
Look at this.
Pretty clever.
This is amazing. I mean, the stage was set for this to be an event for you, and you just came out yawning, it seems like.
Pretty much, yeah. Hmm. I mean, there's some fun parts, sure, but... Overall, yeah. Meh.
All right. It doesn't sound like anything from this week's going to be in Chad C's top 10 of the year, right?
That is correct.
No, unless, I think you should give Friend Request another, like, just watch it again. Maybe with, one other person.
Okay. Yeah. Right before Halloween, get it in to terrify myself some more.
That's right. See, now there's another movie. I haven't seen it. Are the trailers for Friend Request, are they out there? Have you seen one on television or anything?
No, I have not.
I haven't seen anything.
Not at all.
No marketing whatsoever. I feel like this is another one, another movie. Why it has a theatrical release, I don't understand it. But probably would have benefited if they put it a little closer to Halloween and then marketed it as a slasher. I had no idea it was a slasher. I just thought it was kind of like a... swim fan kind of deal. Well, I guess someone people die in swim fan too, but you know what I mean? Like, this seems like it's more like
yeah, it's super it's like, yeah, supernatural. Like, there's, yeah, the yeah,
it's supernatural. Like, hold on, this is a fucking another genre you just thrown in. What, holy Christ. Okay, well, anyways,
yeah, I mean, like, the girl that she, I get, it's not really spoilers, she's like a witch or a ghost type, so that's, yeah, she starts haunting her after. So,
Jesus Christ. Yeah. All right. Well, okay. Anyways, a little bit, a tad bit of marketing and a little closer to Halloween would have done wonders for the movie, I imagine. I'm talking doubling what they're going to get, because they're not going to get shit this weekend.
No. They're, yeah, this is on track, I think, for like 5 to 6 million openings. So, yeah, no. Not good. Don't watch Friend Requests.
I'm going to watch that. Of all the movies that you reviewed, I'm probably going to watch Friend Request, because I like when people hate movies. I do. I like it when they hate movies. I mean, I'll see Lego Ninjago 40 times, but I'm going to watch Friend Request first, because I want to see what it's all about.
And maybe when AMG gets a hold of Friend Request.
Yeah, I don't think he will. I think he's going to pass on that one when it pops up.
Should be all right. Number one on the docket.
2 sixes and a 2 tonight for the new releases. September's coming to an end. What is on the slate for next week, sir?
We have the Flatliners remix.
Oh.
Or remake, not remix.
Remix. I like, yeah, a remix better. Let's do, yeah, remix movies where we just kind of, yeah, like, it's the same movie, but we just kind of like put in new scenes and new songs and shit. That's awful. Okay. Flatliners.
And the new Tom Cruise vehicle, American Made. So.
Oh, now that one.
Hearing good things about that one.
Oh, yeah. That's that one I have been seeing a couple commercials for. I actually did see the trailer for Flatliners 2 with it. And it just looks, yeah, looks silly. Oh,
yeah.
God.
It's going to be something, I'm sure. I'm excited. So.
Are you excited for both of those movies?
No, not at all. I don't like the original Flatliners, so.
No.
Yeah. Not looking forward to the remake.
All right, sir. We'll pay attention to our monthly commentary this month that's coming up. You might enjoy yourself.
What was that?
Pay attention to our monthly commentary that's coming up at the end of this month.
Oh, for the Flatliners? Oh,
nice. You might enjoy it. All right, well, I guess that's it for this week. Once again, Chetsy, thank you for going out of your way to watch these films by yourself. At different theaters. You're just all over the place. And we appreciate your hard work, sir.
Well, I do it all for the bench.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Yep.
Talk to you next week.
We'll see you next week.
Yeah. See ya.